the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Over by law, secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Before we get started, I just want to mention something. For those of you who are new to the show, if you go to superhumanradio.com, there is an area there where we give away lots of free supplements, free trial samples of supplements. If you go to superhumanradio.com and drag down to the bottom where it says simply free stuff, you can get lots of good things. And for those of you who have been there already, there's something new there that I want you to be aware of. From the manufacturers needtobuildmuscle.net, you can get a free sample of HC Generate, which is the strongest legal testosterone booster on the market today. And if you go there, you'll get a one-week supply, so you can really make a decision on whether or not it's working. Go to superhumanradio.com, go down to the free stuff area, and look for the free trial sample of HC Generate and get your sample today. This will last for as long as they have supplies, so please take advantage of this as soon as possible. Okay. You know, I've been talking about nutrition and how important it is for a long, long time. I really think that proper nutrition is even more important than many of us give it credit for. I believe that the etiology of lots of diseases start with improper nutrition. Some of those diseases, I believe, are nervous system diseases, such as multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's disease and so on and so forth. I believe that someday they're going to link those to improper management of certain macronutrients that cause deficits in the brain that actually precipitate the damage that occurs. And I felt the need to do this show. We actually talked about some of this information once before. My guest today is Dr. Susan Kleiner, and she is the author of The Good Mood Diet, which is a book that discusses the effect of food on our mood. But I want to make a supposition here before we get started. I want to say to you that mood is exemplary of what's going on in your brain as far as maybe your brain being under being besieged or attacked, if you will. And so mood in and of itself may be the extrinsic value of this book. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kleiner.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, I really think that there's more to this than we're giving it credit, frankly. So first of all, let's start off with this. You wrote another book that has been around for a very, very long time within the athletic culture called Power Eating, which was really a book that was designed for strength athletes, if you will, football players, power lifters, and so on, to help them fuel their workouts. But you started to discover something when you started working with more and more people, and that was the linkage between mood and food, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I was asked, this was close to 15 years ago now, my first encounter with a clinically depressed athlete who was an elite, you know, highly trained, successful, award-winning athlete who wasn't getting out of bed in the morning. And it just became really obvious that it didn't matter how well-trained you were if you couldn't get out of bed.
Right.
And so it became my job, more or less, to become sort of the nutritional psychiatrist. You know, in pro athletics, typically you don't get to have the kind of psychological counseling that everyone else would get in that position, because then you can't be traded. So it makes it very difficult.
Yeah.
So I was called on, and this is, again, close to 15 years ago, where I said, I know that food affects how we feel and mood. I just know that. And so I went into the neuroscience literature and started to learn about the neurobiology of food. And this was long before we were reading in the newspaper about fish and blueberries and those types of things. And there really was you know, quite a bit of literature, early literature at that time. We have come light years since then. But when I started, his change was remarkable. And since then, incorporating the neurobiology of food on top of very science-based sports nutrition, I have seen exponentially greater results in everyone that I work with. And one of the exciting things is, no matter how elite or typically how you know, mood elevated somebody is, after a week of doing what I talk to them about and design their diet, incorporating all of these principles, they call me back and say, I don't know what you've done, but I feel better than I've ever felt in my life. And that's really, as you say, that's a reflection of everything going on inside, of giving their body the nutrients that it needs to build a healthy foundation throughout their body, as well as feeding the central nervous system and the brain. So, you know, that gets telegraphed loud and clear if we pay attention to it.
And so now what I want to say is this. I want the audience to consider something. I want you to consider this. If you place your hand on a hot surface, you feel it burning, and your brain tells you that your hand is burning and to remove it, and you do so. But when your brain is in trouble because it doesn't have a brain, it can't tell you, stop doing that, you're hurting me. So what it does instead is it alters your mood. And this word mood is a very touchy-feely, kind of innocuous word that a lot of us, you know, well, when I spend money, it gives me a good mood, or when I'm dressed well, I'm in a good mood, and something happened at work, now I'm in a bad mood. And we look at mood kind of like there's a lot of external things that affect mood, but mood is also to a great degree affected by some internal things, especially nutrition. That's what I want to say, things we put in our body.
Absolutely. I mean, mood is a very highly complex set of events that occurs in the brain, in various parts of the brain that have to all sort of fire and coordinate together,
right,
to elicit this, as I said, this complex set of events that we interpret as mood. And so there's a lot that has to be working well to give us the sense of a good mood. And when we have the sense of a bad mood, typically it's a sign that something's not working well.
Right. And most of us ignore this. You know, the culture here, especially driven by the pharmaceutical industry, is that when you're in a bad mood, you need a pill.
Right.
And which is the most destructive thing you could do is to try to alter those brain chemicals by taking a pill. But the point that I want to make here is this. If you're in a good mood and something bad happens, you cope with it in a different way than when you're in a bad mood and something bad happens. And the reason I want to point that out is because it's the internal things that are setting us up for our mood. And mood is representative of the health of your central nervous system. And the health of your central nervous system is important because when your central nervous system isn't healthy for long periods of time, I predict you develop diseases that are central nervous system related. So I want, before we start this interview about the diet and the book and so on, I want everybody to think of it this way. I'm not suggesting that you go out and get this book so that you are in a good mood and you whistle while you work. But right. But that is the extrinsic value. The intrinsic value is if you are in a good mood, it means that your central nervous system is on an even keel and all of these brain hormones are working properly and the brain is not being attacked with periods of glucose management issues and toxins and so on and so forth. And you are preserving your health. Mood just happens to be the byproduct. I want to, this book could have easily have been renamed instead of the Good Mood Diet, the Good Brain Diet. And the brain is it. It controls every organ. And and when the brain stops working with an organ, the organ starts to fail. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want you to erase from your mind that I'm suggesting that you listen to the dialogue here today because it's gonna make you look at your crappy life better. I'm telling you that it's gonna make your body last longer. Okay? All right. So let's take one quick commercial break and we'll be right back with Dr. Susan Kleiner. We're gonna be talking about the Good Mood Diet actually should be renamed the Good Life Diet. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw: the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AGE4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I want to remind everybody that you can go to anabolicdoc.com and get lab work done in the privacy of your own home without the scrutiny of a physician or being judged for why you're getting blood work done. The prices are ridiculously low. Go to anabolicdoc.com and check out their online lab service. And if you're at superhumanradio.com, you can look for the banner ad for Anabolic Doc's lab work. We're talking today with Dr. Susan Kleiner about the linkage between mood, nutrition, I should say mood and brain health, and the effects of nutrition on those two. I'm making the linkage between mood and brain health, really. I guess that's not what your book happens to be about, but I'm saying it is. I'm saying that if you're in a good mood, your brain is healthy. And to prove that point, there was a study that was just published recently, and I read it in one of the magazines, LEF.org or something like that, about older adults who are at risk of Alzheimer's tend not to develop Alzheimer's when they eat properly, exercise regularly, and get adequate sleep. And so, once again, we're pointing to the holy trinity of health, sleep, exercise, and nutrition.
Well, and it really is. I mean, mood and brain health are integrally linked. I mean, there's just no question about it that when we see that, for instance, I mean, the obvious example is DHA and, you know, the fish oils. And we know that it is DHA in particular that assists as an antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory in a brain cell. And every time there's any kind of damage to the brain cell membrane, which happens frequently, that it is DHA that allows for that automatic repair. And if DHA is not there, then there's these constant little, this oxidative damage that occurs and remains and creates ultimately the damage that can lead to degenerative diseases of the brain. And we know that DHA levels in the blood are strongly linked with incidence and risk of depression. So, this is not just a supposition. I mean, this is fact. So we know that their brain health and in the good mood diet, a lot of what I talk about is keeping the health of the brain and the central nervous system supported through our diet and certainly exercise and rest. So, I mean, a great example is stress.
Mm.
You know, if we are healthy, well-fed, have plenty of rest, get some exercise, we cope with stress much better than, for instance, if we're not well-fed, our brain isn't healthy, it's already undergoing inflammatory responses, both our body and our brain. You add stress to that, it only ramps up all those negative impacts on the brain and the body. Then what do we do? What's our response? Not only do we not deal well with our what's going on in our lives, but we start to eat, and we eat the things that our sort of body is screaming for that will give us immediate fuel. High sugar,
yeah.
The things that that our body is trying desperately to raise mood, to make ourselves feel better, to fuel the brain and the body, but all that does, because it's the wrong response, because we're already in a negative state, it only makes things worse. It only pushes inflammation further, as you were saying. And so things just get worse and worse, and then we get all of the, you know, the issues that ultimately lead to metabolic syndrome that probably in many cases, and what we know certainly in obese children, is that it starts with stress and poor management, poor coping skills. And, you know, what you're saying and what I say is if we are well fed, if the brain has a sound nutritional foundation, then we cope very differently to the everyday stresses in life, let alone the big, huge things that we hope don't come along very often.
This is a great point. You know, I was talking to my daughter recently who is in college, and, you know, she's in school all day long, and she's not eating right, and she's depending on drinks, which are not even meal replacement type drinks. These are just drinks in general. And subsequently, she's having a very difficult time dealing with stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, you know, if you were eating right, things would look different to you. And she does, at first she didn't believe it, but now she's on board with it. And then you mentioned that when you went and on tour with this book and you went to college campuses, what did you learn?
Oh, the kids went crazy. They loved it. There were so many things. I think number one is that I'm talking about feeding the brain. I'm not talking about this is how you lose weight.
Body image, right.
Body image and all this highly judgmental stuff that the kids are very sensitive about. But when I talked about feed your brain, nourish your mind, think about what you need to eat, not what you can't eat next. And I have this list of feel great foods. And while every food in the world could really be on that list in one way, shape, or form, as long as you weren't overeating it, I have narrowed that list down so it could be published in a book to foods that have research, at least one research study up to over 100 of research studies. So on that list is everything that makes your brain healthier, your central nervous system healthier, or manages other systems in your body that impact on brain health and how you feel. So, you know, of course, fish is on there, egg yolks are on there, so that you've got choline, and of course you should be eating the white too. Don't start dumping the whites
right,
down the drain.
Right. Eat the whole egg. There's nothing wrong with eggs, right?
Eat the whole egg. It is so critically important for brain health. Dairy is, you know, actually an incredible feel-great food with its mixture of whey, which is high in tryptophan, which is a building block for serotonin, and a natural amount of carbohydrate, along with vitamin D, which is essential for the manufacture of serotonin. You know, we have, I mean, there's just a number of foods on that, maybe 50 foods on that list, and the kids print it out and stick it up on the wall in the commons, and that's how then they know as they go through how they choose their variety of foods in as they eat, and it's a very, very positive approach. So it's two things, because not only are these the foods that make you feel great, but it's a positive approach, whereas our diet world is actually very negative. As I said, it's all about what you can't eat,
right?
And so you eat by default, which doesn't make you feel good either.
Right.
So both approaches are very important.
Interesting, very interesting. You know, I would also, I believe strongly that in the economically underserved areas of this country where people have the worst diets, crime is the highest and chaos is the highest. And I would say to government that if you want crime to drop, don't put more police officers on the street. Teach people how to eat properly.
Well, and they're using this concept. I mean, I would laugh and say we'd have world peace if everyone would follow the good mood diet. But it's not, you know, in a way not that far-fetched. They're using this concept. There are schools for, you know, troubled kids. There's a few schools in England, in fact, where they have started to use this concept. They're not using the good mood diet, but feeding kids better, eliminating lots of sugary foods, increasing the healthy fats, whole grains, that sort of thing, and they have seen a marked change in the kids' behavior. So there's real evidence of how this changes how people feel, and in fact, there's very good research that shows that diets that are lower than 25% of calories from fat increase anger, decrease coping skills.
See?
So, yeah, I mean...
And look what the USDA promotes as healthy diet. Whenever I hear one of these commercials for some organization, you know, like, I mean, I'm not picking on Jenny Craig, but any of them that are on TV nowadays, and they all espouse, you know, low-fat diets. It's like fat is not the enemy. Sugar is the enemy. Chemicals are the enemy. Fat is not the enemy.
Right. Not the right fats.
Right.
I mean, we really need, you know, the brain, 60% of the mass of the brain is fat. If you have ever seen a mammalian brain, it's fatty. It is the most abundant structural component of the brain. So how are you going to feel good? How is the brain going to be healthy if you don't have an adequate amount of fats? And so total fat is important, as well as the specific fats that we have in our diet. So all the high-performance fats that I talk about, avocado, olives, extra virgin olive oil, certainly fish, nuts, seeds, vegetable oils, all of those, we must have them. They are so important, and they also make food taste so good. So,
right.
But again, of course, I mean, we're afraid of them because they're so energy dense, so calorically dense. Well, so, you know, get out and walk around the block, get some exercise, live an active life. That's why it's so important for us to have both. We must live an active life. That's what keeps us healthy in mind, body, and spirit. And at the same time, it allows us to eat an abundance of the variety of foods that our body craves to be healthy, and then you feel good.
And if you don't believe any of this, if you're thinking, if you're out there making light of this, find any competitive bodybuilder or any competitive athlete who has to make weight and ask them how they feel when they cut a lot of fat out of their diet plus go hypocaloric. You feel miserable. I know people who say they have to stay away from their family when they're dieting because they get so mean and angry. Well, what does that tell you is happening to your central nervous system? If you're mean and ornery and angry all the time, your brain is in trouble.
Right.
So, you know, this is, I know I'm kind of beating this drum over and over again, but I want people to make the connection between mood and health. Mood is an alarm system. When you're in a bad mood, it's telling you are not feeding yourself properly. You're not treating yourself properly. It's not just because your boss said something you didn't want to hear or that person cut you off. There are days where people cut me off and I'm oblivious to it because I'm so happy. I'm just in such a great mood. Things are going well. And guess what? Those are the days that I'm eating properly with consistency. And usually it's not just one day. It's usually I'm doing it for a week and I can feel it. I happen to be in one of those highs right now because I've been really sticking to my program. I've been really eating right. I've been on my game and I feel great and I feel really good right now. And things are happening to me that normally would, but I'm just not getting dragged down as deep as I normally would because I just kind of feel uplifted normally.
Well, and you cope better. And this is just, The science supports all of that. And with my clients, what's been very interesting over the years, and I've incorporated all of this brain stuff into Power Eating now, the third edition of Power Eating.
I actually want to talk about that. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to also mention to those who are athletes out there the benefit of looking at this type of a diet. We're talking today with Dr. Susan Kleiner. The book is The Good Mood Diet. You can go to goodmooddiet.com and learn more about this. This is a phenomenal book, one that you should absolutely add to your library. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRadio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and and is highly anabolic. AndroHard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods. And no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just want to remind everybody that TruePeptides.com is having an amazing inventory reduction blowout sale. Everything is on sale. IGF-1, Long R3, Growth Hormone Fragment, GHRP6, everything. Ridiculous. GHRP6 is on sale for $20 a bottle. That's a 5-milligram bottle. Go to TruePeptides.com, and always remember, when you patronize sponsors, let them know you heard about them on the show. My guest today is Dr. Susan Kleiner. We're talking about her book, The Good Mood Diet. I also don't want to neglect the fact that she has written one of the definitive books on eating for strength called Power Eating. But we're not talking about that today. But what I want to bridge right now, for those of you out there who are interested in performance or thinking, you know what, I don't mind eating for my brain, but I can't give up performance as well. We're talking to a doctor here whose primary goal was to help athletes be stronger through nutrition. And she's found a way not only to help them be stronger, but to feel better, have a better mood. Let's talk about that linkage now, Dr. Kleiner. Those out there who are listening to this right now may be thinking, that's all well and good, but I'm on a diet right now, or I'm on a nutritional protocol right now that's going to help me recover faster, build muscle faster, be stronger, you know, be more agile. What would you say to them about this diet?
Well, and if they're truly on a good program like that, then all of that helps with the brain and the central nervous system, but it's typically missing a few things that are not addressing the needs of the central nervous system and the brain, particularly, you know, what are the building blocks of our neurotransmitters? And, you know, if you don't have what you need to have acetylcholine, well, that's what triggers muscle contraction. It's the most abundant neurotransmitter in the body. It's what is fired every time you have a thought.
And, so, and the response time, for those athletes out there where response time is important.
Yes, absolutely. If you don't have enough phenylalanine in your diet, you don't make enough dopamine. And you're certainly not going to feel like going out and training, or going out and training hard when it doesn't feel so good to be training hard.
Right.
You need that extra bit of dopamine that's gonna get you out and training hard again. If you don't have enough tyrosine, you're not going to have norepinephrine. I mean, it just kind of goes
on and on.
It all links integrally with not only our ability to train hard, but to maximize our training, because protein metabolism is controlled in the brain. Fat metabolism is controlled in the brain. If you don't have enough fats and enough of the right fats, you will not be burning fat, and you will be manufacturing fat. Those few extra calories that you have, they're not going to go to building muscle. They will go to manufacturing fat.
That's a really good point. You know what? We forget about this. We talk about substrate utilization and the shift in substrate utilization when we talk about, like, doing cardio first thing in the morning after overnight fast during sleep tends to use fat as a source of energy. because the body is already in that mode of using that substrate. But we talk about it, but we totally forget or gloss over the fact that it's the brain that makes that determination and flips that switch.
Exactly.
I mean, even me, I wasn't, you know, I'm not even thinking. It's like, oh my God, if you could make your brain flip that switch faster and more frequently, you'd burn more fat.
Which is why I get such great results with my athletes. That's why, because I am not neglecting the brain. You get, the increases in performance and in the body's response is dramatically better when you feed the brain. And so not only do you have better mental focus, which is, you know, such a critical part of time if you're on, whether on the field, on the court, whatever you're doing, you must have that focus all the way to the end of the event or the end of your training. But you have more mental energy, more alertness, certainly an enhanced mood state. All of those are essential to creating a champion. And so those types of things are not secondary. They are all part of the whole approach to feeding an athlete, to, you know, building more muscle, to burning more fat. All of that is essential. And so you must recover, and you must recover for both your body and your brain so that you can work out harder, longer, day after day after day, and get the results that you want while you're training.
Yeah, yesterday we did a show about varying levels of resistance exercise that stimulate the protein synthetic response or myogenesis. And we touched on, you know, overtraining. Overtraining is a phenomenon exclusively affecting the central and peripheral nervous system.
Right.
It's not that your muscles get tired. It's that your central and peripheral nervous system gets depleted and can't push the muscles any longer. And so when we talk about good mood, again, we're talking about treating the brain, the central nervous system, and vicariously through that, the peripheral nervous system properly. So for those of you out there who are athletic types and you're thinking, gee, I wish I could train more frequently. I just don't feel like I have it. Looking at mood, again, as the alarm system, as the barometer for how your central and peripheral nervous system is being treated, could help you find better inroads into better recovery in between exercise and maybe training more frequently.
Absolutely. You know, I was on, I spoke with Dr. Bill Sands, who is head of the recovery program at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. And we spoke together for a program for the NBA, the trainers. And he was really excited with what I was talking about, and I was so excited to hear what he was doing, particularly because what he was telling the trainers was that the first sign that your athlete may be on the verge of becoming overtrained is when they lose their motivation.
Right.
And so, you know, you've got someone who's just been, you know, pushing out the walls, and all of a sudden they just don't have that edge. That pay attention to that. Don't beat them up over the head and say, get out and work harder, longer, that's all you need to do. Take it as a sign that they are becoming overtrained, and start to really focus on their recovery and on their, certainly their nutrition, their rest, their rehab, you know, all the things that they do to recover. As I was talking about feeding the brain and the central nervous system, it was exactly what you're talking about. Don't ignore that sign.
Right.
That's a loud and clear symptom of something that you could head off at the pass.
I know, and we really treat mood like it's, you know, it's like the color of our shirt. I mean, it's just like, well, it's a real no consequence. I just have to overcome it. You know,
that it's voluntary.
Yeah. Or that it's of no consequence. That, you know, oh, I'm in a bad mood today. People say, oh, you know, I'm in a really crappy mood today. And you'll say to them why, oh, well, you know, I didn't get this done at work yesterday, and I've got this. That's not why you're in a bad mood. You're not in a, those circumstances would not precipitate a bad mood if you were not prone to a bad mood already. And you're in a bad mood because one of the trinity is out of whack. And today we're talking about the food portion of it, which plays a large role. But, I mean, it's because your body is trying to tell you, you know what? You're paying way too much attention to that stuff out there and not this stuff in here.
Right.
It's an alarm.
So I just you know, to give some real sort of concrete examples.
Okay, well, look, let's do this. We have to take a break in a minute.
Okay.
Let's take it now. And then we'll come back and we'll give these concrete examples, and then we'll also close the show. Go to goodmooddiet.com. If you are an athlete, get this book, read the book, and integrate some of the tenets into the way you are eating now, so that you can stay on track and you can treat your brain better. Because you may be an athlete today, but you're not going to be an athlete later in your life, and your health is going to become more important. I can tell you, once you hit 50 years old, it's like, wow, now it's more important to finish the race than to finish the race quickly. So pay attention. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Want to remind everybody that the folks over at Primordial Performance contacted me to let me know that they probably have maybe 2 weeks left 2 weeks' worth left of Superdrone, which right now is a legal anabolic steroid. They make no bones about it. They put that right on the ad. It's probably not going to be legal for very long. Once the government gets wind of it, they will add it to the ban list. So get your Superdrone LV at primordialperformance.com as soon as possible, because they only made 1,200 bottles, and once they're gone, they're gone. My guest today is Dr. Susan Kleiner. Excuse me. We're talking about the Good Mood Diet and how important mood is and the linkage between mood and health, especially central and peripheral nervous system health. So you were about to give some examples when we went into the break.
Right. So in the book, The Good Mood Diet, I because it's pitched toward, sort of a more general audience versus a serious athletic audience, I don't go into a lot of the minutiae of the science. But to say here that in order to manufacture, produce neurotransmitters, we have to have the building blocks, just like we have to have the building blocks to make the proteins that make our tissues, that build our muscles. It's identical. And so we have small molecule neurotransmitter substances like acetylcholine and dopamine and norepinephrine that get into the catecholamines. And we've got, down to the neuroactive peptides, which are, beta endorphins and growth hormone releasing hormone, and things that bodybuilders and strength trainers know a lot about and want to have on board. So we talked about choline quickly, that it's essential. It's half of the structure of acetylcholine, the most abundant neurotransmitter in the body. Choline is found primarily in our diets in eggs. It's also in liver. We don't eat liver very much anymore, and it's in soybeans. And how much soy, whole soybeans, are eaten by most men that you know.
Well, and really, because of the GMO thing, soy should be avoided. And the only time you should eat liver is if it's from antibiotic-free and hormone-free cows.
Exactly. So egg yolks become our primary source. Phenylalanine is used to make dopamine. Phenylalanine is found in beets. I actually, years ago, I created a smoothie for Dwayne Wade that had beets in it.
Must have been pretty color red.
You had no idea there were beets in there. Yeah. Almonds, eggs, meats, grains, soybeans again. Tryptophan, most people know, is the major building block for serotonin. Again, found in eggs, meats, skim milk. We talked about milk, bananas, yogurt, cheese. So all these people not eating dairy are not getting one of the highly digestible forms of protein, whey protein, that is a rich source of tryptophan.
Right.
Norepinephrine, we need tyrosine. That's why all these drinks are throwing it in there, found in milk, meat, fish, and legumes. Aspartic acid, used to make aspartate, peanuts, potatoes, eggs, and grains. So if you're someone, you start to hear a lot of the same overlapping foods. And if you're someone on a high protein, very low carbohydrate diet, a very, very low carbohydrate diet, you will be getting some of these in from the proteins that you're eating, but you will also be missing some because you have eliminated so many sources of them through the carbohydrates, as well as you will not get tryptophan into the brain in any appreciable amount if you don't have carbohydrate on board. It's the carbohydrate that allows for the cascade of biochemical events that shuttles tryptophan across the blood-brain barrier into the brain. So there's so many factors.
You know what I think is interesting? When I listen to you make these lists, you're not saying, I didn't hear you say hungry man, Vienna beef, casserole. It's like everything you listed is real food. And that's part of the problem. So many people today depend on processed foods that are microwaved, and that's a whole other subject. We're getting ready to do a story on microwaving, but anyway, it's this Western acceptable, the Western diet, which is willing to accept fake food in place of real food.
Of the things that is the problem there is that processing not only eliminates so much of what's good in food,
right,
but it adds things to your diet that aren't natural that then can, you know, it's tricky to get some of these nutrients into the brain and into the central nervous system. And if there's a lot of inflammation going on, it can happen. And all of these chemicals typically fire up inflammation.
Right.
And if we don't have what we need to avoid it, and we are continually adding fuel to the fire, we will be in a bad mood, because we can't be well fed, because not only are we not giving ourselves the basics of what we need, but we're adding things that cause harm. And so absolutely, eating natural, grass-fed beef,
yes,
whole foods, all the things.
Raw milk. If you can find raw unpasteurized milk, get it. It's written about in the Bible. You know, the land of milk and honey. They didn't say the land of pasteurized milk and honey. You know, we only have a few more minutes before the show comes to an end. What is your opinion of aspartame? Or do you have an opinion about it?
You know, I guess I have sort of a global opinion. Number one is that hopefully we're all leading active lives, and that we don't have lots of sugar in our diets to begin with. But in the places where we would like to have a little sweetness, for instance, in the Good Mood Diet, I have a hot cocoa before bed. Well, not right before bed, but a couple hours before bed, because it enhances your ability to be ready for rest and sleep. A teaspoon of sugar in there for an active individual is just fine, and it's something that our body recognizes as a real food.
Right.
And so if for some reason you want to use something that is non-caloric, then aspartame is not my favorite. There's a lot of controversy and question over aspartame.
Well, the only reason I say this is because supposedly aspartame turns to, I want to say, glutamate or something like that, or it does something in the brain, and it can actually precipitate a mood change, they say.
Right, right. So that's a possibility in certain people. People, you know, sort of metabolisms are different. There's a lot of claims. Not a lot of good science, but some good science. And that's why I say there's a lot of controversy around it. I don't think there's a lot of answers.
Stay natural. That's the bottom line.
Natural is my goal. Yes.
Yes.
And so if you want something that's not going to raise your blood sugar levels, that you may use a few less calories, that has a nice taste, well, then you're going to be going for honey. You're going to be going for agave syrup.
Is good. Stevia is good.
So all of those are wholer. You know, they're all highly processed.
Right.
Still, I mean, you don't find those in nature.
Right.
But honey, you do more or less, but it's still processed. And so choose what you like to eat and eat it carefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're coming to the end of the interview. I just want to plug the book again. It's called the Good Mood Diet. You can go to goodmooddiet.com. The Good Mood Diet, 1 day to feeling brighter than yesterday, 1 week to erasing depression, 1 month to losing weight for good. Keep in mind that while you're feeling good, you can continue to look good, but this book focuses on looking good as being an extrinsic value of the diet. The intrinsic value is overall brain health and mood changes as a result of central nervous system changes. Dr. Kleiner, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on Superhuman Radio. Do you prefer people go to there to get the book, or would you rather they go to Amazon or something?
Well, they can click right through from goodmooddiet.com. I also have a brand new website that you're going to be the first one to hear about. It was just launched this week. We're still working out a few bugs.
What is it?
Please come visit it. It's drskleiner.com. So drskleiner.com, and you'll find all my books on there.
And how's the, real quick, how is the Solixer doing?
Solixer is doing very well, and that, you know, that's a whole, as whole food as a beverage can get, with no added sugar. So a great sparkling botanical beverage, and we're very excited about it.
When we spoke last, you said that there was possibly going to be in Whole Foods, so it is there, huh?
It is. We had a national launch. It's in virtually every Whole Foods in the country, and so we're very excited about that.
Next time I'm at Whole Foods, I'm going to find it, and I'm going to point at the bottle and go, I know her.
Perfect.
Dr. Kleiner, thanks so much for coming on Superhuman Radio today.
My pleasure, Carl.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another live episode of Superhuman Radio.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Hey, who wants to live longer? Go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekday.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet.
And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code